Today's episode, Bringing Life to the Desert. In January of 1900, an article appeared in the American Friend, a publication of the Quaker Church, announcing the formation of the William Penn Colonial Association. The article stated that the object of the association was to promote a colony embodying the features that were attractive to Quakers throughout the United States. The article went on to say that a committee of Quakers from the Whittier area of Southern California recently had traveled to just northeast of Lone Pine in the Owens Valley to examine 14,000 acres of land. The committee was researching the conditions that would affect its desirability as a place to locate such a colony. The committee declared that the soil is fertile and productive as demonstrated at Lone Pine Station, which adjoins this land, where in similar soils, crops are grown to perfection. A group of Quakers were making plans to develop thousands of acres of the Owens Valley into an agricultural super farm. The committee saw the abundant water in the streams from the Sierra Nevada, this was pre-LA diversions, and concluded the use of irrigation to bring life to the desert was quite feasible. By 1902, the William Penn Colonial Association had exercised its purchase option on 13,000 acres of land northeast of Lone Pine and began offering 40-acre parcels for sale at $25 per acre. A town was established by the colony and given the name Owenyo. It's not clear just how much land was ever sold, but according to a 1905 article in the Inyo Register, there were at least several dozen Quaker families in and around Owenyo. But most of these new farmers had come from areas of the country that never needed irrigating. They worked hard, but the super farm the William Penn Colonial Association had promoted never came about. In 1905, the city of Los Angeles began making offers to Owens Valley landowners who had water rights to fill the aqueduct they were starting to build. The colony's water holdings were huge, and having grown tired of the many challenges they faced, the members of the William Penn Colonial Association became the first in the Owens Valley to sell their land and water. It's still possible to see many reminders of the Quaker colony's short-lived presence in the Owens Valley. Foundations, fence lines, and remnants of farming equipment dot the Owens Valley northeast of Owenyo, serving as a reminder of dreams unfulfilled here along El Camino Sierra.